Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Chamber of Commerce Director Michelle Redlinger and Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald about shopping locally as restrictions for COVID-19 are lifted. This is part two of a two-part interview. And why is it important for people to continue to shop locally, even if it's in a different method than they're used to?
Well, I think, personally, I think one of the biggest blessings or silver linings out of this whole crisis is that we are really slowing down, and we're able to find some time that we didn't necessarily have before this happened. And life is busy, and it will become busy again. And when our businesses are able to adapt to some of the electronic ease of online shopping or different ways of working with their customers, I think it's going to have a positive impact moving forward. And that way, you know, our local community members can still support local businesses when time becomes more restricted and more competitive for your time. And so that, I think, is a very positive result that I think many of our businesses will appreciate after this is done and business is slightly back to normal.
And I think it's important to remember that, number one, we have Washington itself, Washington County, we have a wonderful community that has a lot of really great businesses, and you can pretty much find everything you need to live. We've all lived it the last 2 months. In our county, in a local store, whether that is a local store that has a home office somewhere else, or if it's a local store that is owned by a local person. I have not left town in 2 months, and I haven't needed to, and that's really exciting. The other thing is, you know, on average, it's about 65 to 70 cents of every dollar that you spend in a local store stays in your community and recirculates when you shop in town. That's a lot. And we've got a lot of really great people that own really great places that keep recirculating those dollars. So that's important as well.
And in closing, is there anything that you would like to say to customers as they start to go to businesses that are reopening their doors after this COVID-19 closure?
From my perspective, I just have seen so much positivity come through this and creative ways that our customers are supporting businesses, the way that our businesses are meeting the health needs of their clients. And I just think there's so many stories and examples of people going above and beyond. And I think that will continue. And I definitely think that that's one of the brighter aspects of our current situation.
Yeah, I think remembering to give each other grace is going to be really important. I know we've got a salon in downtown that announced she is booked up 7 days a week for the next 3 weeks, starting Friday. She's working very, very long days. Give her some grace. Give her a breather. Give all of our businesses the chance to adapt to these changing times. And also, they're going to give you grace as a customer. But let's just be nice to each other.
We all have different expectations. We all have different limits. And what someone's comfort level is on one hand might be different with another person, and being mindful of that is important.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald and Washington Chamber of Commerce Director Michelle Redlinger talking about shopping locally and safely as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.